Good morning. It's Mackenzie, producer Porkchop, Live the Web Girl. Joe is off on vacay today. Intern Chloe Money, we're wishing her good luck, sending her awesome vibes. She is taking a final right now. Hopefully she did not drive aggressively to get there. Okay, so it just came out, and this is according to Gas Buddies, the most aggressive holiday drivers. And I feel like producer Porkchop would put us at the top of the list because he is crazy on the road.
Oh, no, I'm just crazy all the time, not just on the holidays.
You're not an aggressive holiday driver. You're an aggressive all-the-time driver is what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in New Jersey, you know. People are crazy drivers there, so I'm just always on the lookout.
I'm shocked Jersey did not make the list.
What?
Right? Okay, so we have Hartford, Connecticut, which is out of nowhere.
That's weird.
That is so random. Well, it's everyone from New York City going out of the city and into Connecticut to celebrate.
Yeah, like New York wasn't even mentioned on here. Raleigh, North Carolina, Orlando, Florida, which I will agree with, San Diego, L.A., ooh, San Francisco, Sacramento. So Cali representing
okay,
on the list.
What happened to Cali being so chill?
Oh my gosh, LA traffic, no way. Forget about it. Birmingham, Alabama.
What?
Nashville and Atlanta.
Well, oh, Atlanta traffic is horrific.
And it's just the aggressive mentality of the drivers.
I can see that. I feel like Atlanta is kind of just an aggressive city.
Yeah.
Like it's very like, I know it's in the South, but it's like the aggressive South.
I feel like these days, though, I'm so scared to like call out someone or like lay on my horn, like because these days you don't know. Someone could be really psychotic.
Oh,
and
I
you know
agree.
What I mean?
A gun or something.
Yes,
yeah.
But you still kind of want to give them the business. So we want to give you a chance. If you want to call out someone who maybe is in front of you right now, maybe someone that's going really, really slow in the far left lane, maybe someone that's just on your nerves, you can call out their make and model of their car, not their license plate. But whatever, if you want to call or if you've had an experience with an aggressive driver, 833-563-2539. Have you guys ever?
So I run into aggressive drivers all the time because like I'm not sometimes the best driver, but I try my hardest. I'm trying my actual hardest when I'm driving. So aggressive drivers absolutely hate me and I run into them all the time and they'll honk at me. They'll give me the bird. They'll do all of it. They'll scream at me.
How many times have you gotten the bird? Like how many times has someone like flicked
this year? This year, probably.
You should see her face when I said she was like counting in
I'm
her
like,
mind.
What? That like this year, probably at least like probably 12 times.
That's so
Are
sad.
You serious?
Yeah. I'm trying my hardest, but I always just say like I'm so sorry, like I'm so sorry, like I apologize because I know I probably did something wrong. I don't know exactly what I did wrong, but I know I probably did something.
I don't know. I just feel like I'm such a good driver. Like, I really am. Like, here's the thing. I do drive a little fast, but as soon as I'm coming up on someone, like, I'll slow down. I'm not going to tailgate you and push you over.
Okay. I don't think Porkchop's the one making a lot of people mad. I don't think he's receiving a lot of fingers. I think he's the one getting mad at a lot of drivers. Like, he'll be like, come on! Like, why are they going so slow? You yell when you drive.
Yeah, unless you're doing, like, something really, really dumb. Then
like,
I get mad.
What makes you, makes you the most?
You yell every single time we're in the car, you are yelling at someone like, come on!
It's weird because he's really chill, but like you do, some people have hidden road rage.
That's because it's so dangerous on the road. And if you're not like paying good attention, then I think that's dangerous.
Well, sometimes you'll speed up on them. You'll be going like 45 in like a 30 lane and you'll come up on someone's butt and you'll be like, come on, like move.
Yeah, well, you should move over. If you're if you're in the left lane and someone's coming up on you, move over.
I was traumatized. I remember I was like, I just got my license at the age of, I think I was just 16. Like I just got my license and I'm driving through the neighborhood and this old guy was jogging, which props for getting on jogging, but he's like running around and he keeps darting like in front of my car and I was trying to avoid him and he thought I was like gonna hit him and so he like slammed my car with his fists.
Oh my gosh.
And started screaming. screaming at me, and I have never been the same. And I was trying to avoid not hitting him.
You know,
he was so aggressive, and he wasn't an aggressor. He was an aggressive jogger.
You actually just reminded me of something. PSA, like, I'm going to use this opportunity. Everyone, please listen.
Okay.
If you, let's say you're at like a shopping center or whatever, at the mall, whatever, marketplace. If you're in a parking lot, when you're walking back to your car, don't walk in the middle of the lane. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, walk either to the right or the left. In the past 2 days, I've gotten so mad because I'm driving, like,
that's
in that little parking lot. Like, come on!
That's what I mean. Porkchop is a person that I'm the person that Porkchop hates. And Porkchop is a person that's always yelling at me.
Move over!